rock and roll generation. Rock and roll. 1963. Variety was the spice of life in the musical year of 1963. The Motown sound got heavier, and more things came out of Detroit. Newer groups and personalities from the Detroit area popped up with hit after hit on the charts. Martha and the Vandellas. The Miracles. Stevie Wonder. And others.
If everybody had a home across the USA, then everybody be served.
In the well-worn words of Horace Greeley, the rock and roll generation went west. The Beach Boys were the top group of the year, riding the crest of a wave of surf music. Even Jan and Dean joined the ebb and flow. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963. Number three spot in March of 1963. Rhythm of the Rain by the Cascades. WPGC time at High 4 Company 916 on the Rock and Roll Generation. We're going to do the Motown Generation, and we've covered so many groups and so many artists. I think for just a minute here or two, we ought to cover the Phil Spector Generation. Here's a guy who started out writing and singing with a group called the Teddy Bears, and he later on became a producer. In 1962, he produced his first group called the Crystals, and he had two hits. 61 and 62, Uptown, and He's a Rebel. First records he produced for the Crystals. 1963, I would say, was by far his biggest years. 1964 also, when he had the Righteous Brothers on the charts in late 63 and early 64. But in 63, he had 6 records on the charts.
Always seen the boy I love would come along.
This is one of them by the Crystals. February.
And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong.
I want you to know some of the personnel on these records by the Crystals and the Ronettes, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. On piano, Leon Russell. Playing the drums, Sonny Bono. And on guitar, you jazz fans will recognize the name Barney Kessel. If you own a K guitar, that's Barney Kessel's company. These are some of the people that did the backup on these records. To number 11 in March of 1963, in June and July, to number 3, the Do Run Run. Remember that one, right? Then in September, the Crystals came back one more time. Again, Leon Russell playing the piano, Barney Kessel, the backup guitar, percussion, Sonny Bono, Vinnie Poncia of the Tradewinds on the guitar. Hit number 6 in September of 1963, the Sparkling Crystals. Sparkling 1580, 95.5 on FM, WPGC. R4 and Company, the rock and roll generation, covering the Phil Spector generation. Here's a guy, along with his producer, Jack Nitzky, who gave a lot of people a lot of opportunities to become musicians and writers. Barry Mann was the guy who wrote, along with his wife, Cynthia Wilder, wrote He's Sure the Boy I Love. Barry has an album out right now. Some of the things that he has written in the past and some of his current things, we've been playing it here on WPGC. The main writer, though, for the Phil Spector sessions, for the Crystals and for the Ronettes and Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, a guy named Jeff Barry and his wife, his former wife, Ellie Greenwich. And Jeff went on to be one of the top producers around the country doing the Archie session of Sugar Sugar, which has sold like 3 million records. And he's a very accomplished producer. Let's get to Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, starting out in April of 1963. Record went to number 38 around these United States. Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans are why do lovers break each other's hearts. Same people on the session, Leon Russell, Barney Kessel, Sonny Bono.
Why do lovers break each other's hearts?
I want you to see if you can pick up the piano work in this record toward the end. There it is. That's Leon Russell. Thank you. 1963, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. What a classic, huh? Then in July, they followed it up with this one.
My mama said I get see you no more, cause we don't know what love really means.
Bill Spector generation, the Crystals, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, later to come the Ronettes, the Righteous Brothers. Backup men again included Leon Russell on piano and guitar, Barney Kessel, a fine jazz guitarist, Vinny Poncia, who became a writer for the Ronettes and later went on to be one of the trade winds in New York's A Lonely Town. You remember that record in 65, was it? On percussion, Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher. 927 with Harf Moore and Company. We're talking about Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, two of the people who did a lot of the writing for the Crystals and Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans and the Ronettes. They became performers, adding a girl to their group and becoming a trio in 1963. They had a couple of hit records as the Raindrops, Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, the Raindrops. That Boy John, remember this one?
That Boy John.
That Boy John, the Raindrops, Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, two writers who started out writing songs for the Crystals and Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans and the Ronettes. Jeff Barry later on to become a producer and produce the Sugar Sugar record by the Archies. That was one of their hits in 1963 as they performed under the name of the Raindrops. This was another one. The kind of boy you can't forget, the Raindrops in 63.
I remember when I first saw him.
Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, the Raindrops, 1963. WPGC with Harf Moore and Company, the rock and roll generation.
WPGC, AM and FM, morning time.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Like that song by the New Seekers? Your Coca-Cola bottler has a special 45 RPM recording of it. It's yours free with proof of purchase. Just 24 Coke bottle caps or 4 proof of purchase seals from can wrappers from Coca-Cola. Full details where you shop for Coke at participating stores in the Washington metro area.
The New Seekers, buy in the world of Coke.
This is absolutely your last chance to stock up on plenty of Coca-Cola for the New Year's Eve party, all right? WPGC time with Harf Moore Company, 932.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Hey, Paul.
Love ballads were big that year.
The musical move continued to move westward to the land of the rising sun. As Japanese star Kayu Sakamoto socked it to him with his big hit of Sukiyaki. From the land of the rising sun, music moved to the land of Hanalei, where we met a very, very strange character.
Pop the Magic Dragon.
Thus, Peter, Paul, and Mary and their folk rock sound of Puff the Magic Dragon sowed yet another seed, a seed that was to grow into today's underground sound. Lyrics of the song reportedly had to do with the world of drugs. Peter, Paul, and Mary also laid the seed of a protest song with their Blowin' in the Wind. 1963 saw the Indians come back into the American way of music in the form of Maria Elena by the Los Indios Tabajares. South American music was even big. Yes, now it was time for everyone to learn a new dance, the Bossa Nova.
I was at a dance when it caught my eye, blaming it on the Bossa Nova.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Good morning, this is Harf Moore. 6 o'clock this morning, between 6 and 7, we covered the year 1960. And if you were listening, you heard me play a tape of myself when I was in Frankfort, Kentucky, working at WFKY. We played about a half hour of that and got a lot of laughs and a lot of embarrassment out of it. Between 7 and 8, we played Arnie Ginsberg, Woo Woo Ginsberg, from WMEX in Boston in 1961. 1962, Russ Weirdbeard Knight from KLIF Cliff in Dallas, Texas. We played a portion of his show from 1962. And now, ladies and gentlemen, my finest hour. Oh, I hope not. August 24th, 1963. This was Harf Moore on WPGC.
Sunset shot, 83 degrees. raised in our town, downtown Washington town.
Yes, the most fabulous buffet in Charles County. In fact, anywhere. That's the famous Spring Lake Restaurant and Hotel, Route 301 near Waldorf. Buffet served Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 6 till 10, Sundays from 2 till 8. For just $2.50, enjoy a juicy, top-choice New York strip steak dinner. And their famous jumbo ham sandwich, still just 50 cents. It's Charles County's finest crab house, too, and closest to Washington. Dine with us just once, you'll return many times. All this year is at the fabulous Spring Lake Restaurant and Hotel, Route 301, just north of Waldorf. And say, don't forget to bring your appetite along.
Gotta stop the tape just a minute. That was the voice of Jerry G., Jerry Gunn, who was here in 1963, went on to Cleveland and later Chicago.
As modern as tomorrow. Here's another 10,000-watt power hour on WBGC Morningside, WBGC FM, Oakland.
Fun time on the Big W, 5 o'clock.
I've been a-searching all this wide world. Now finally I've found my
dropping out of the top 10 tunes this week on WPGC, down to the number 12 spot, go the Four Seasons with their recording of Candy Girl. 24th day of August, 1963 on Big PG, Mrs. Morris with the boy Harv here. The boy next door on WPGC, Good Guys Radio.
Go, go, Good Guys Radio. The Big PG.
Eddie Leonard's Sandwich Shops, you should try them. For the very best in sandwiches, just buy them. No matter where you are, you'll find that you're not far from an Eddie Leonard sandwich shop. Every sandwich will please 15 varieties. Open late every night, you'll enjoy a tasty light. Pick some up, take them home. Once you do, you'll never roam from an Eddie Leonard sandwich shop.
You'll find 7 Eddie Leonards all around our town.
You're never far from an Eddie Leonard sandwich shop.
WPGC Hit Line.
Two.
Magic Circle Song on the Moore Show. Three on the late side of the 5 o'clock hour. This is Trini Lopez to sing If I Had a Hammer.
If I had a hammer,
in the late side of the 5 o'clock hour. August Sale, that's kind of a familiar sight this time of year, huh? But if you read August Sale combined with 25th Anniversary Sale, it'd be kind of different, right? And as usual, Curtis Brothers is being different. Curtis Brothers actually places prices lower than ever before in honor of their silver anniversary year. And you'll be amazed at the savings during August, my friendly. Brand name merchandise reduced even lower, even below Curtis Brothers' regular low, low prices. Kind of an appreciation kind of sale. Curtis Brothers, Washington's largest furniture display.
Just remember now, this is August of 1963. Don't go running to Curtis Brothers.
Pass the savings along to you, Snooky Poo. All of the regular services, too. Flexi-charge service to let you budget your purchases. Immediate, free, red carpet delivery. Trained consultants to assist you. The Kitty Corral, where a trained attendant watches your children while you shop. Great, huh? It's Curtis Brothers, Nichols Avenue at V Street, Southeast Washington. Open daily 9 to 9, Saturdays until 6. Don't you dare miss it, huh, during the month of August. And bring your friends to the big Curtis Brothers sale, okay? Out of the category of future 1580 hits, let's listen to this one from Marion Worth. Play a blue guitar for me. A green one, even. I think you're going to like this one, my friend. And give it a listen.
I'm getting embarrassed listening to this thing. You realize? Challenger.
Blue guitar, play a song.
See how well we picked the songs back then in 63? I don't even remember this one.
Let's hear that blue guitar one more time, baby.
party we threw in the basement last night.
Oh, was your Uncle John there, Gramps?
He was the big party we threw in the basement.
I'm getting embarrassed.
Latest weather word from the Big PG Weather Bird. Scattered showers this evening, ending later tonight. Low about 64 for Washington Town. Partly cloudy and cooler tomorrow. Right now, 83. Peachy WPGC degrees.
Fun is where you find it.
Where do you find it?
Glen Echo Amusement Park.
Coaster dip is cool.
Close the crystal pool
for excitement and fun in the summer after dark. Glen Echo Amusement Park.
It's the biggest show of the year at Glen Echo Park. It's the All-Star Country Music Jamboree, September 6th, 7th, and 8th in the Glen Echo Ballroom. You'll see an all-star cast of 10 featuring Clyde, Sukiyaki Beavers, Jumping Bill Carlisle, and Vernon Taylor. Now, there'll be two great shows each day, and the first 100 people at each performance will get free records. And every day from September 3rd through the 8th, six major rides will be free. So be sure to be at Glen Echo during the last week of the season, September 3rd through the 8th.
Fun is where you find it.
Where do you find it?
Glen Echo Amusement Park.
One more time, gang.
Glen Echo Amusement Park.
When a big man has a big hunger, he has to satisfy it with big food.
Well, great food, the way you like it, is found at Howard's Restaurant 301, just north of Waldorf, Maryland. Home-style cooking, especially at Howard's, with down-to-earth prices that everyone can.
Once again, this is the voice of Jerry G. Jerry Gunn, who used to be here in 63, went to Cleveland or to Chicago.
Shopping Jerry Gunn. Fried chicken. For great food every time and the finest in beverages, 7 days a week, it's Howard's Restaurant, Route 301, just north of Waldorf, Maryland. The service is supreme.
Debut 10, first time into the top 40 tally sheet on WPGC Radio. Boy, Alice Wonderland sings He's Mine.
I know he doesn't have much now, but he will someday come home. WPGC
10, now 14 in the late side of the 5 o'clock hour, now 81. 81 are the degrees.
You're listening to the Harve Moore Show, where you hear more music in 30 minutes than any other station plays in half an hour.
You must be good
to the rest. You must not talk to the rest. That was Harve Moore. Finest hour back in August 24th of 1963 on WPGC. Number one. 10 minutes now before 10 o'clock in the rock and roll generation. The Righteous Brothers, 1963. Righteous Brothers from 1963. 7 minutes before 10. WPGC Prime 953 with Harve Moore. Mostly sunny skies, highs to 54, 43 WPGC degrees. A local boy had a big record back in 1963, Barry Darvell. Some of you know Barry, I know. He used to live in Alexandria. Run, little Billy.
Run, 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 run,
run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, over Marlboro, Maryland.
WPGC time, 2 minutes before 10. By the way, one of the writers of that song, My Boyfriend's Back, The Angels Hit in 1963, was a guy named Artie Kornfels.
You might recognize that name if you're one of the Woodstock fans. He was a vice president of the Woodstock production, that infamous or famous production, right?